So, I'm new to this thing and trying to figure it out how to use broadcast. But my name is Melody, and I'm just a simple nerd who loves anything and everything nerdy, nerdom related. I am part of a group called Nerd Meow. Yes, for a bunch of girls who, live up to nerdom. Unfortunately, the nerd name was taken. So many of them were taken, so we stuck with Nerd Meow. Anyway, my plan is to make this consistent and talk about anything and everything nerdom related. I do apologize if you have a cold. Anyway, so who is excited for Infinity War? I'm beyond stoked. I cannot wait for the movie at all. Definitely looking forward to it. Let's see. I know we have a couple more movies coming out. The Harry Potter trailer came out, which is super exciting. I'm excited. I'm a big Harry Potter nerd. I love it. I live by it. I'm tempted to get a tattoo, but I'm not as extreme as that one guy who just has his body tattooed. And I don't know. There's a guy on YouTube. If you look him up, this is ages old. But you could see how addicted he is to Harry Potter. I'm not that bad, but I like to refer to myself as pretty bad. But yeah. In Star Wars, I would love to talk about Star Wars. I know The Last Jedi wasn't bad. It was okay. Not gonna lie. I was not fond of Princess Leia Supermaning her way through. It just did not make sense. A couple more of them. Some things just did not add up. And I can talk about that all day and every day. It's just, it didn't make sense at all. I was kind of disappointed. But yeah, I'm excited. I also heard that they're doing a new Star Wars trilogy. So tell me why I'm hoping and dreaming, and I'm an atheist, so I'm not gonna say praying, but you know what I mean, wishing or whatever. They will do a Knights of the Old Republic. Please do a Knights of the Old Republic. Please, please, please. I'm pretty sure I spammed the creator and just told him please do KOTOR. If you know Star Wars, if you love Star Wars, then you would know KOTOR is like the original story. I mean, screw the movies. Just listen to KOTOR. It is so good. Listen, watch, whatever you want to do. Play the game. It's amazing. It talks about how it all began. How the Sith began. How Jedi. Talks about the Mandalorian War. I mean, oh my God. It's godlike. It's so great. And if you ever like, no, I don't want to read the book or whatever, don't want to read the comic books, that's fine. That's fine, baby. Just play Knights of the Republic one game. Play the first one, and then play the second one, and then we can talk about how much of a bitch Bastila is, but play. And then the online version came out, and the story kind of continued. But if you don't know KOTOR 1 and 2, to me, it kind of takes away the beauty of it. But it's so good. I know it's the first game to introduce what you do in the game affects your main character. And from there on, other games start picking up. And this game is old. It's so old, it's on your phone now. FYI. You can buy it for like $10. Get it on Steam. I'm a PC player because I love it. I built my PC for gaming specifically, and it's so great. I mean, no offense to PlayStation and Xbox. I mean, they're not bad, they're all right. But I prefer PC. Better graphics, cheaper games, you name it. You don't need 101 things to buy to play one game. You know what I mean? Anyway, I'm gonna keep the first one short and sweet, give you a little, I don't know, heads up what I wanna talk about on my podcast. But anyway, hopefully I can bring some friends into this. It'd be a lot more fun. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.